Imagining you guys all sitting around and a call comes for you to play this event, the Atlanta Pop Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
And this, I mean, this is it, isn't it? I mean, this is the moment that lit the touch paper. You weren't getting paid a cent to do it, but it was exposure. You're the opening act on day one. But when they said, all you need to do is get there, that wasn't particularly easy either, was it, with your kit in the U-Haul trailer and then arriving to find that the amps had lost the transformers and there was all manner of things going on.
Everything was against us, you know. Yeah. Yeah, everything. I remember driving the van. I was driving the van and we missed this turn. Right around Knoxville, going from Michigan to Atlanta, right around Knoxville, we missed this turn, and you know we later took a hard right, and all of a sudden the trailer flips over, you know, and the tires come off, you know, and they're flying off, and the equipment is like strewn all over the middle of the highway, and you know we're going, oh my God, we're never going to do this. So we picked up our stuff, you know, we got a truck driver to help us get to the next exit. And we found a U-Haul place and we got rid of that U-Haul trailer, got a different U-Haul and continued our trip. You know, yeah, it was quite a deal.
what seemed, again, I mean, it's something that is totally unusual to this era is you finding yourself getting there and you need some assistance. And then this sort of community feel around the place of people, roadies from other bands coming in to get their soldering irons out to lend you a hand to make sure you got on the stage. I mean, it just seemed, I mean, obviously we know it's a different era, but you just can't quite get around that. I mean, you know, it's like imagining, I don't know, the Rolling Stones going to help out, I don't know, your band down the road. You just don't imagine it happening, but it did with you guys.
Oh, those are the, you know, kind of the early days of peace and love, you know, with the hippie movement and the whole, you know, I mean, it was all about, you know, your brother, you know, everybody was a brother. So yeah, that was very big, you know, and everybody gave us a lot of help to get on stage. They wanted the show to go on. You know, and we were a totally unknown band walking on stage in front of, I don't know, God, 30,000 people that had never heard of Grand Funk Railroad before. You know, but it was an exciting thing. You know, it was the first Atlanta Pop Festival, and you know, right in the heels of Woodstock. You know, it was what everybody was talking about. All of the young, you know, the young people at that time were all talking about pop festivals. You know, my God, this is a big deal. And well, so it was everything to make the show go on.
Well, you look at that lineup on the day. I mean, it's just incredible. Booker T, Blood, Sweat and Tears, Joe Cocker, the Chicago Transit, Creedence, Janis Joplin, Johnny Winter, Led Zeppelin. I mean, it just seems unreal. It's no wonder people want to get into a time machine and head back to experience of that vibe.
It was awesome, you know, yeah. I mean, that was the first time I'd ever seen Johnny Winter play too. He played later he played right about dusk, right about the time the sun was going down, and he came out with a cape on, you know, and here's this albino with white hair, you know, and just playing the blues like crazy, you know, with this kicking three-piece band. You know, we were in awe. It was just, wow, who's this guy?
Did you mix with any of the other guys backstage? I mean, was there what you would now call a backstage area, or everybody separate?
We were pretty much separated, and we were the new guys. You know, most of the other acts were all like name acts, you know, name national acts. We were probably the only band that played that show that was a nobody. We were kind of watching. You know, you kind of backstage and you're watching all of this going on. It's like, this is the big time and this is where we want to be.
Well, you were only an unknown quantity for about 45 minutes, though, weren't you? Because at the end of your first set, you went down so well that you're invited back and your time slots are moving all the way up the up through the order until you conclude with your third set, and you're at the peak of the evening.
By the third day, we were somebody.
It's an incredible moment.
It was cool. It was really cool.